is Davin's Den.
Y'all ready for this?
I most certainly hope you are ready for this.
Well, how could one prepare oneself?
I don't know. All right. So we'll start with Northwestern, and I'm sure Joe will join us at some point.
Sure.
Student newspaper of Northwestern University in Evanstown posted an editorial signed by senior Troy Clausen, editor-in-chief of the Daily Northwestern, and eight other editors on staff. The Daily operates independently of Northwestern's Medill School of Journalism. Addressing the Daily's coverage of Sessions' protest, Jeff Sessions showed up. By the way, what a spineless guy he is.
Ugh.
Have you seen that? Like, Trump has berated him nonstop for the past couple years,
yeah.
And Sessions is like, ooh, may I suck your dick?
I know.
Because he's going to run again. I would welcome Donald Trump.
I know.
It's like, these guys have no pride.
None.
I mean, I thought Republicans were supposed to be the party of adults, of men.
The big dogs.
Yeah,
right?
I thought it was the liberals that were the pussies.
Yeah, it's like, no, I don't think so.
You look at Sessions, you look at Lindsey Graham, you look at Donald Trump, you go, my God, we got some big pussies running shit.
You guys are, and I don't want to, like, make, you know, cast names at the whole swath of them. But it's like, you say that liberals are snowflakes, but the thin skin.
Well, we'll get there. We'll get that there, the next story. But, yeah, so was the headline. We could not be more sorry. Could we be more sorry? By the way, the daughter started watching Friends.
Oh, yeah.
So she's, like, watching it. And she goes, you know, it's good enough, but if it didn't have the laugh track, it wouldn't be good.
Oh, my God. She is wise beyond her years.
Yeah, it's
a little scary that
it's
way.
It's a pretty astute observation.
It is. That's a little scary.
I never realized that.
I think that if you could remove the laugh track, that would be fascinating to see. Like,
I don't know. I always thought it was funny.
Like, oh, is it funny or am I just, I know I'm supposed to laugh now, so I do reflexively.
I need a laugh track for my act. So could we be more sorry? So the editors wrote over how the paper reported on an appearance by former Attorney General Jeff Sessions at a college Republicans event, and then the protest that ensued. I don't know why they're protesting.
They were protesting because he was there?
That's
or because
stupid. Maybe because the child separation? Maybe. I don't know why. Just because he shows up is not a reason to protest. I mean, somebody's got to make the Keebler Elves. Hi, Joe.
Hello.
Hi, Joe.
Hi.
Somebody's got to make the Keebler Elves. Why Jeff Sessions? Unless it was a spine that showed up and was protesting a man walking around without one.
Yeah, it's like, hey, boneless, get out of here.
Hey, you need a spine. Scram, stupid. Mocking Jeff Sessions and the bitch that he is.
But not the liberal protesters that were at this event, correct?
Well, right now we're just mocking Jeff Sessions. We're getting
we're take a little Jeff Sessions break.
Yeah, no, we're working into it. But they were protesting
right.
Jeff Sessions, and
yes,
I was just saying, what a fucking embarrassment this guy is. Oh, Trump berates him for the past couple of years. Oh, I'd love if Trump came down and would support, and you know, I'm like, really? it's like if when Joe and I had that fallout low those many years ago. Go listen, Joe. Not for nothing, I could really use a letter of recommendation. It's like, are you fucking kidding? After what just went on, are you kidding?
Last time, of course I will, my pal.
Go
last
fuck
time,
yourself.
Last time, it would be good. Last time I ever seen anybody anything bomb like that, it was the Enola Gay. You know?
Oh my God. You got some interesting references. Need more of that in Flush.
Historical.
But yeah, I mean, yeah, Jeff said, ugh, anyway. we'll get to the liberals. We'll get there. We could not be more sorry. The editor wrote over how the paper reported on an appearance for Attorney General Jeff Sessions at a college Republicans event and the protest that ensued. Afterwards, some of the protesters complained about the Daily posting photos of the event, finding them to be traumatizing and invasive, when really, a coloring book would have done much better. Just a little sketchy coloring who was there.
Oh,
there'd be no black people, I assure you.
No, like, have an artist.
At home.
An artist, like
an artist,
a courtroom rendering. Artist rendition.
Yeah, the college paper should get an artist to fucking draw the protest.
Yes.
Some students were worried that the university would use the photos to identify and punish student protesters. The university's president had warned of possible disciplinary action. if there's going to be disciplinary action, then don't fucking let him speak. If you're going to be a tool and you're not going to let people protest, then don't have the guy speak. Because if we're not going to have free speech and you're going to punish people for protesting, then just be out with it already.
Yeah, it's like free speech for just that guy or for everybody?
Yeah.
How do you like this to roll? Yeah. At a journalism college.
Is that where Northwestern is?
Not all of it, but I mean, yeah. Like, they have a journalism school.
Right, yeah.
It's like, oh, wait a minute, so no protesting at the journalism school? Is that how this rolls?
If you could just write your complaints in.
Mm-hmm.
The editors agreed that the photo should not have appeared. The editors also apologized for reporters using Northwestern's directory to obtain phone numbers for students and asking if they'd be willing to be interviewed. We recognize being contacted like this is an invasion of privacy, the editorial said. Smoke signals would have been better. Journalists from around the country have weighed in and think the apology is ridiculous, especially about the part about calling and asking permission for interviews. Listen, I get the fact that they're students.
Right.
So now you're dealing with, if you're dealing with some freshmen, you are dealing with minors. You could be dealing with 17-year-olds.
Okay.
So that's a little different if you're dealing with 17-year-olds.
Okay. I hadn't thought about that angle.
That aside,
yeah.
18 and older. You are making the decision to go. It is a quote-unquote news event.
Yeah.
You are going to make news. That's why you are going. You want to draw attention to yourself and away from the speaker, in this case, the spineless Jeff Sessions. You are going there for a purpose. The newspaper is going there, which is helping your purpose. Then you bitch about them doing what you really wanted them to do.
And in the actual apology, some protesters found photos posted to reporters' Twitter accounts re-traumatizing and evasive. They weren't cockpits pictures. All right?
You don't know that. Where in the article says they weren't cockpits.
Look, know the story when you come to the show.
I thought you were prepared, man. Some bullshit. We can't make conclusions like that.
Let's just come down and know the story. When
Joe
you
would like to retract. Allegedly,
they were not cockpits.
Wait a minute. So are these pictures of the event or revenge porn? What were we showing? Why is that traumatizing? You were at the event. Were you traumatized about the event? What the hell?
Yeah, I don't know.
Were you ambushed at the event?
We feel that covering traumatic events requires a different response than many other stories. It wasn't a bus accident of the football team coming back. You know, I mean... Yeah.
Well, now you would take pictures too.
Flipped three times and got hit by a semi trailer.
Yeah, you really thought that out.
That shit's traumatizing.
Yeah.
There's an arm under a fucking bus going like, you know, all right, that's kind of heavy shit. This is a stupid protest.
Kinda. He's not ready to fully commit. I mean, walk it off, rub a little dirt on it. It's just an arm. You have three other appendages. If you're a guy, you have four other appendages.
Walk it off.
It's just blood, you pussy.
Go by the red
snowflake.
It is a Red Cross coffee truck. Go by there, have a cup of Joe.
Yeah.
Come on back.
Have a black like a real victim.
Yeah.
No cream and sugar for you, you pussy.
Oh God.
Man
you
wanna, up.
You,
we
you,
bleed every month.
You want to get
Man
a cupcake
up.
For Honey Bunch over there? Volunteer lady at Red Cross truck.
Bus flips over three times. I think they're special.
Yeah. Everybody's looking for sympathy.
Yeah, I don't.
Trauma's
a little much. If they would
a lot of much.
If they would have said invasion of our privacy, yeah, all right, that's a little ridiculous. But
no,
whatever.
No, you were out in
you
public.
Were out, and they were covering the event,
yeah.
And they called for permission to talk to you,
and they called
yeah.
for
and it's a public directory,
and they. And you could have said no.
It's not like they went on your Facebook page.
Right. It's not like they stalked you and knocked on your windows. I mean, they looked at a public directory and called and asked permission to use the picture.
But the other thing is, it is a school. It's not regular out there events. It's a school event on school property protested by students and reported on by students. So maybe the rules are different. Maybe it's got to be safer, I guess.
I don't know. If you want to protest something, if you're going to be near a protest, look, maybe you could play your bongos someplace else if we can't take pictures of you. Okay?
Hacky sack someplace else, scram.
But yeah. These aren't journalism students.
Right, but those journalism students aren't the ones complaining. Journalism students are the ones apologizing.
That's the thing. They shouldn't apologize.
No.
They should apologize. They're learning how to be journalists. And this is
not
part
good
of
ones.
Being a journalist.
Not good ones.
No, they were actually...
Damn it. You want to be a real journalist? Go to a Trump rally and be insulted like a real goddamn journalist. Earn your stripes. Be called a terrible person in front of 15,000 screaming lunatics like a real journalist.
<That's>
be
right.
called fake news like a real man or woman. Damn you.
could you see who was the Burns and Woodward who broke Watergate?
Yeah.
Could you see that we apologized to Mr. Nixon? I was traumatized over that. I don't like what they did. Very hurt. They took my picture, too.
Mr. Nixon, how do you feel about going to prison on Roger Stone's back?
Let me say this. At least I was on there. You know, usually it's some hula-looking chick on there or some saying you don't even know what it means, but it was old Dick that was on there. So he's got a dick on his back, which he probably had in prison.
Some say, Mr. Nixon, that you're going to need sunglasses to keep some creamy substance out of your eyes.
Let me say this. I have never shied away from that. I'll wear goggles. Pat got me goggles. I'll put them on.
Oh, my God.
That's like my friend B.B. Rebozo. B.B. Rebozo has nothing to do with this bit. However, just so it's so much fun to say B.B. Rebozo, fuck it.
I don't even know what a B.B. Rebozo is, but okay. I thought it was like a Muppet.
What is fun to say?
I don't know what that is. Like, was that in the Muppet band? No. Was that like when Animal couldn't play the drums? They brought B.B. Rebozo?
I think it was one of the lawyers.
Yeah.
I don't know who the fuck that was. I wasn't alive. But there
we
go.
I remember the name. I don't remember what the
good
hell
girl, is. Pip, you remember B.B. Rebozo. So you'll be the only one laughing at this bit.
That's right.
Another witch wound up in prison. Funny how that happens. Poor Roger Stone. Remember with the little shirt Hillary for prison? Oh, he's going to look dandy with that.
Oh, my God.
Stupid. Stupid, dumb motherfucker.
Oh, man.
All right. So, yeah, I mean... trauma's a little much.
A little much, yes.
A lot much.
I mean,
like
if this
Joe
is traumatizing,
said.
You better stay in school because it just gets worse.
Yeah, I mean, the little bubble around your campus goes pop when you graduate.
Let me tell you something. When I was a lumberjack and I was okay, okay. Yankee Magazine, which was still a popular magazine up in New England, was doing an expose on us. You know, as long as we're and
there's a credit we didn't know about.
Yeah. And we had one of the logging tractors.
Were you the centerfold?
No.
Wait. Hold on a second. I'm picturing Joe spread out, sort of playgirl style.
Legs akimbo?
Oh, let me get the sheet.
Stump?
Let me get the sheet. Let me get the sheet to put under the chair.
Good time!
Slop A. All hands on deck.
Lion,
it was coming at us like Roger Stone in prison.
Lying on a whole pile of flannel t-shirt.
I picture sawdust.
And holding a tiny treetop in front of him.
Guess where it's
at
placed.
At a strategical area.
Oh, it's a shrub.
Yeah. But
hold on. I just want to enjoy this.
It's a never-ending fucking...
Okay, God.
Never-ending flashback. Yeah. Are you done, Family Guy?
Not yet. Go ahead.
I think she's taking part two when she gets home. I'll be in her spank bubble.
I'm ready to work. Lay myself out across the bed. Watch out, cats.
Scat, cat.
Is that a chainsaw? You just happen to see me. Mm.
It's a chainsaw.
Oh, Jesus.
It's purge night, baby.
Oh, no. I knew it.
So I was on one of the logging tractors, and I got snowblind.
As luck would have it. Was on one of the logging trains. There's a sentence I never thought a friend of mine would say.
I was.
Ready for his play logger centerfold.
All oiled up. You got the baby oil. Or was it melted butter in those days?
23 degrees out there was no oiling up.
Hey, you got to look good for the picture.
It was WD-40. That's all that was available.
His nipples all ready to go. Hairy chest. Hair, shoulder length hair. Flipping it because he could.
Because he could.
So anyway, I get...
Yeah, you tell this story, buckaroo. You'll get to it.
I don't know if I have any more trouble telling this story or while I think why conservatism rules the day story on this show. I don't know what more hurdles I would hit.
Conservatism rules the day?
What?
Conservatism rules the day in America. If I sat here and had to say, why do you think conservatism rules the day?
Which would be
a
harder
story? What would be a harder story to get out?
There'd be a lot
fuckers.
More laughter with the conservatism story. So in lieu of that, we'll let you finish your own.
And a lot less for the spank bag, let me tell you.
Ooh, Don Jr., you were Joe's number 2 overall pick.
What about me? Oh, yeah. younger, whatever you are.
So I was on the logging tractor. I'm coming down the trail. I got snowblind because there was something. The wind kicked up, and yeah. I wound up putting the fucker in a ditch.
Oh no!
And meanwhile, the cameraman from the photographer from Yankee Magazine comes over and takes all sorts of pictures.
No,
were you traumatized?
No, I was fucking embarrassed.
Yeah.
So for these assholes to say we were trapped, bullshit. Run a skitter into a fucking ditch. See how you feel.
But you felt redeemed after they got to your centerfold, didn't you?
Yeah. Well, you know.
Somehow I don't think too many Northwestern students will be working the logging tractor. I don't know if they will have that same experience that you had.
Yeah,
they
won't be. Still, that, you know,
all right. So,
in quite the same way.
So it's a little much.
A little much. Yes.
Yeah.
A little much.
Yeah.
We all agree with that.
Get over.
On to our next story. Donald Trump Jr. heckled at his own event. So, first, I'm going to go through the story, then we'll play some audio from the story, and then we'll laugh.
This does give me a small bit of pleasure.
By the way, before I do this, I was going to post it on Facebook, but I'm like, people take it wrong, so let me do it here when nobody's listening.
Thank God we're alone.
Kimberly Guilfoyle, his girlfriend.
Yeah.
She used to be the reason to watch The Five, like, which was a show on Fox News that she was on.
Oh, okay.
She had, like, great legs. Great legs. She's been through three husbands.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, she's been through a lot of husbands. Can I tell you? Can I tell you? Don Jr. has aged the shit out of her.
Oh, no.
She, am I right, Joe? You know who I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A couple of years ago, she was really good looking, right? Don't worry. Joe's girl's not in the chat room. You could talk.
Yeah.
She's checked.
Tonight. She'll be in tonight.
Yeah, so you can speak freely. There won't
she
be.
She listens to the replay.
All right. Well, so you can't speak that freely.
Oh, I'm in trouble.
But if Joe's girl wasn't around, she used to be really good looking, right?
Yes.
She doesn't look so hot now, does she? This Trump administration is taking its toll on her face.
She was road hot and put away wet.
Yeah, I mean, she was like the one conservative. All right, I can listen to this bullshit for a little while. You know, she's not even good looking enough for now. It's like, ugh, I got to shut it off.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm trying to look for pictures of her.
Michelle Malkin used to be one that, you know, I thought, like, years ago that I thought was pretty. Now she's hard to look at, too.
From New York City.
All right.
Ooh, I don't know.
So Donald Trump Jr. ventured onto the University of California's overwhelmingly liberal Los Angeles campus on Sunday, hoping to prove that what he had just argued in his book, that a hate-filled American left was hell-bent on silencing him and anyone else who supported the Trump presidency. Thank God we have a patriot like him. But the appearance backfired when his own supporters, diehard Make America Great Again conservatives, raised their voices most loudly in protest and ended up drowning him out barely 20 minutes into an event scheduled to last 2 hours. Uh-oh. We've all been there, Joe. You have high ambitions that's going to be a marathon, and then you wind up woefully short. People are upset.
Be funny!
That's not what I'm talking about. Be hard.
Okay.
The audience was angry that Trump Jr. and his girlfriend Kimberly Guilfoyle, who used to be a hot box of rocks, would not take questions. I didn't have that. I added that.
Oh, no. I guessed that.
I hope nobody's traumatized.
No.
The loud shouts of USA, USA that greeted Trump when he first appeared on the stage of a university lecture hall to promote his book, Triggered, How the Left Thrives on Hate and Wants to Silence Us. That's not wordy. Quickly morphed into an even louder, openly hostile chant of Q&A, Q&A. And I chimed in, TNA, yeah. TNA.
They thought it was O&A, O&A. And Kimberly showed her tits for wow.
Yeah, that's an event.
See?
There you go. Now I'm on board. Go conservatives. The 450-strong audience had just been told they would not be allowed to ask questions due to time constraints. We only have an hour and 40 minutes left. We couldn't possibly. At first, Trump and Guilfoyle tried to ignore the discontent, which originated with a fringe group of America Firsters who believe the Trump administration has been taken captive by a cabal of internationalists, free traders, and apologists for mass immigration. Because when I think Trump administration, I think that.
Yeah.
When the shouting would not subside, Trump Jr. tried and failed to argue that taking questions from the floor risked creating sound bites that left-wing social media posters would abuse and distort. Nobody was buying that because you got no answers. In minutes, the entire argument put forward by the president's son that he was willing to engage in dialogue, but that it was the left that refused to tolerate free speech, crumbled. I'm willing to listen, Trump began. Q&A! Q&A! The audience yelled. We'll go into the Lions Den and talk, Trump tried again. Then open up the Q&A, gave the immediate response. Stupid, stupid.
Let us ask you stuff.
No.
Let us.
N.A., not applicable. Guilfoyle forced to shout to make herself heard told, because you're not on the microphone. Nobody's here to see you.
Oh, dear.
Make herself heard, told students in the crowd, you're not making your parents proud by being rude and disruptive. And not in this soundbite, but another one. She also's like, this is why you guys are all on dating sites.
Oh.
She actually put
she that.
That's great.
That?
Yeah,
that's
it,
funny.
Is it, Mr. I've been through three husbands and working on a fourth? Is it, you fucking man eater? She and Trump Jr. left the stage moments later.
Gigs off.
Come on, man. Not the right crowd.
Wow.
The fiasco pointed to a factional rift in the Trump-supporting conservative right that has been growing rapidly in recent weeks, particularly among Zoomers.
What the heck are Zoomers?
They looked so friendly when they were on Channel 13.
Come on and zoom, 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 zoom.
Zoom.
Come on and zoom, 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 zoom. Come on, give it a try. We're going to show you just why. We're about to teach it to fly. Hi.
You don't remember Zoom?
No. Zoom was before his time.
Yeah.
We're showing our age.
You always do.
I know.
On one side are one of the sponsors of Trump Jr.'s book tour, Turning Point USA, a campus conservative group with a track record of bringing provocative right-wing speakers to liberal university. Wasn't this guy a fucking Democrat 5 years ago? Yes, he was. All these fucking clowns and people just lap it up because they paste on the little letter they like. Fucking rubes. So fucking stupid. On the other side are far-right activists, often referred to as white supremacists and neo-Nazis, although many of them reject such labels. You're being mean.
Don't you call me a Nazi.
Don't put me in a box. I hate lots of people who believe in slamming the door on all immigrants, not just those who cross the border without documents, and who want to end America's military and diplomatic engagement with the wider world.
Get out of here, Italian.
Scram.
I hate everybody.
A number of the loudest voices at Sunday's event were supporters of Nick Fuentes, a 21-year-old activist with a podcast called America First that has taken particular aim at Turning Point USA and its 25-year-old founder, Charlie Kirk. In a number of his own recent campus appearances, Kirk has faced questions accusing him of being more interested in supporting Israel than in putting America first. He has responded by calling his detractor conspiracists and racists. On Sunday, Kirk appeared alongside Trump Jr. and Guilfoyle, but said nothing. Two Fuentes supporters, delighted with the outcome of Trump Jr.'s appearance, later told The Guardian the pro-Trump movement was being infected with fake conservatism. The Trump movement is fake conservatism. That's not Reagan's concern. These fucking idiots, they don't even know what conservatism is. I know what conservatism is. This is not conservative. Tariffs are not fucking conservative, you morons. They're so fucking stupid. Sorry, Joe, I'm not talking about you. But these people are so goddamn stupid, they don't know what the conservative movement is. That's the problem. Assholes. Bailouts for farmers is not conservatism.
No.
Telling companies to get out of China is not conservatism. A huge budget is not conservative, you dumb motherfuckers. Why do I know? Because I'm intelligent.
But
I'm not going to give you a chance to answer.
Joe should jump in.
But that's what conservatism is.
Yeah, no.
What Trump is bringing is fake conservatism.
But
that's not what conservatism
but
is.
But backed by conservatives, which is strange.
Because they just want to be on a winning fucking team.
Yeah.
You know, that's like me going, you know what, I hate the Mets. Ooh, the Mets are in the World Series, let's go Mets. No, no, it doesn't work that way.
Well, some people do work that way, actually.
And I got no respect for them.
You wouldn't to try to bring American jobs back?
What?
You wouldn't agree to try to bring American jobs back?
That's not the principles we're talking about. Every president tries to do that.
Well, that's the one thing.
By the way, the biggest coal mine in the West closed today.
Well, why did it close?
Because nobody wants coal.
But that's the thing.
Because nobody wants coal. You can't bring those jobs back.
But like I said, have the market dictate closing and not have legislation.
That's fine, but don't promise that you're going to bring coal jobs back because you can't. That's what the president did, and that's what those fucking rubes believed. And Hillary Clinton, because she's an inarticulate dumbass who needs to run away, told them the fucking truth, but because she's Hillary, she doesn't know how to do it properly. She told them those jobs aren't coming back, but they didn't want to hear it. But that's the truth. People don't want coal anymore. That's just the fucking reality.
But she said, but the way she phrased it is she was going to end that industry
because she's a moron.
Yeah, she don't you don't say that. Let the and
so
I,
you had
I
a choice between a moron and a liar.
Like I
Happens
said,
to be
I'm
a moron.
Not, like the debate's not you know the debate's not that the plant closed that the plant closed the plant closed, but have the market dictate its closing and not have legislation dictate.
That's fine, but don't create legislation that gives them the advantage either. But if you want to play it down the middle, play it down the middle.
But we also need legislation that assures that somebody is being taken to task for the environment, because just led to run along on profit margins alone. Corporations have shown time and time again they will not protect the environment, they will not protect people.
Correct.
I mean, we won't get off on a tangent, but
we already
tobacco
have.
Industry.
Yeah. All right. But I just want to say that they don't understand what fake conservatism is.
No,
this is
I
not
know.
The big conservative movement in this country was ushered in by Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan. Now, whether you like what Reagan was ushering in or not, that's what he, you know, trickle-down economics, smaller government, tough on Russia.
Mm-hmm.
That's what conservative is. That's not what we. That's not
what
Trump is.
Doing.
No, so they don't understand. And they should. They're in a fucking school, but they don't. And the president himself was at the mercy of a cabal of deep state operatives who wouldn't let him do many of the things he campaigned on. So what? He's just a puppet? Not a puppet. I heard him say, not a puppet. You're the puppet. He said it himself. He said it to Taylor. I'm not the puppet. You're the puppet. Remember that?
Well, he's not green, but he is orange.
Remember that when they were arguing about Russia?
Oh,
I'm not
yes.
the puppet. You're the
yes,
puppet.
Yes, that's right. He actually said that.
Such riveting
I
fucking.
I sometimes can't remember what's real and what was.
That was at one of our great debates, and it wasn't of absurdity. That shit was real.
Was real. Oh.
The pair who called themselves Joe and Orion Miles said, what do you mean called themselves?
Is that not their names?
Call
then?
Me fucking Buck Rogers then. I don't know.
See, if it was the other newspaper, they would have called and asked their names. You got it right.
And then Joe and Orion would have been offended.
Dare you ask me my name?
Yes.
Yeah, get your name, please. How do you take your coffee?
I'm traumatized.
It was an absolute disaster for them. We wanted to ask questions about immigration, about Christianity, but they didn't want to face those questions because they don't have answers. Also, if Trump Jr. was expecting a small army of, quote, triggered left-wingers to clamor for his silence, he did not get it. No more than 35 protesters showed up. And that fucking tells you how irrelevant Donald Trump Jr. is. Jeff Sessions showed up, who was Donald Trump's chew toy, gets a big fucking protest. Fucking Jr. shows up with his greasy oil slick hair and his once upon a time hot girlfriend. The liberals like, eh, not interested.
They're like, couldn't we go play Frisbee someplace?
It's Sunday. There's a Rams game on.
You might have answered your own question. I mean, because basically, if he felt that way, then all you have left is the conservative and the far right conservative. You know, and that's why you had this opposing group. It's almost like with the radical left and the far left Democrats and the regular center Democrats.
Yeah, but my point is the left doesn't give a shit about Donald Trump Jr. or his fucking stupid book. They don't care. He's not respected enough.
Not as triggered by him as he would like.
Right.
You know. Well,
right.
I mean,
all right. 35 protesters showed up, and despite making a lot of noise with drums and whistles, it was going to bring drums and whistles when you protest.
I always bring drums.
Shouts of
worst band ever.
Shouts of
Trump and Bugle Corps.
Trump,
hit them.
Trump, Pence out now. Resist the taunts and insults from provocateurs. Let me just check some.
Oh.
Trump, Pence out now.
Make American Great Again hats from across line metal barriers. All right, let me play some audio of what this fucking sounded like.
Please do. Please work.
Okay, listen. Hey, guys. It's still America. It's okay. We're willing to hear them. They're usually not willing to hear us. So I asked a simple question. I think she's triggered, Don. Thank you for advertising the book. We appreciate it. And to show sort of the level of hatred in that media that we keep talking about, but it is so important because it's still the filter by which everyone gets their news. It's because people hijack it with nonsense, looking to go for some sort of soundbite. You have people spreading nonsense, spreading hate, to try to take over that room.
No,
and that's the real issue
no,
in the room.
No, it's because you're not making your parents proud by being rude and disruptive and discourteous. We are happy to answer a question. 100 new women created and owned businesses a day in the United States of America in 2018 alone. Those are the facts. Even The View couldn't dispute that. They said, well, we like the jobs. People have jobs.
show, dare I say that she sounded shrill. Kimberly Guilfoyle. Did she sound like a shrill woman, Joe?
Remember, like, I was just telling people, she's like, my mom, we're going to your ranch and we're going to have fun.
God damn. Like, you just feel like ugly oozing into her.
I just covered my face because I was so ashamed. It's like, I hate listening to women being shrill like that, because then when men are saying, oh, you, women get angry, you just get shrill. And it's like, oh, they're...
Here's
they're,
how you know you're having a bad
sound.
Day. When you have to go, even The View says. when you're quoting The fucking View. Look at a bunch of fucking yentas.
You remember Donald Trump Jr. must have felt like, remember when... I when Joanne would go on my Facebook page and it would say something, and then my Joey, me, you know, you, my Joey is special. And he sounds like, shut up, bitch.
Yeah, she was sticking up for you.
Yeah, I know, yeah. But it's like Joanne just.
It's like so embarrassing. Don't. Just,
all right. So I was not aware that Donald Trump was so impotent and being controlled by people in the middle that not letting him do what he wants to do. I had no idea. But apparently that's out there from a faction of the right. I had no idea.
Is that his son's point of view?
No, that's these protesters.
Oh, those people.
Those
okay.
protesters.
All right.
I think also if he engaged and answered questions of the far right, it might have worked against him in sound bites. I mean, look, it's not a good situation.
Well, the sound we heard did not work for him.
The wave of boom?
I'm talking about in theory.
I'm talking about in reality.
I mean, look, let's put it to you this way. You and I go to a club. Why, there's 300 people here. They look like they're going to have a good time. And meanwhile, we were on the way home going, holy shit, what happened there? You know, so I don't know.
Yeah, but we don't avoid doing the act because they might take it wrong.
Well, yeah.
Because Donald Trump Jr. is a moron. He's got no fucking answers. He's like Hunter Biden. He got what he got because of his daddy's son. The only difference is Hunter Biden went on national TV on a talk show and fucking admitted he got what he got because of daddy.
No matter what side, left, right, everybody's got a book.
Yeah.
Everybody's
and nobody
got,
gives a shit about
everybody's triggers. Got a fucking book.
Yeah. They should have done the Q&A. If you're gonna advertise the Q&A, do the Q&A.
Well, they're also talking about why the book was on the New York Times bestseller list.
Yeah, I heard that rumor.
It's because the pre-ordered, true. I don't know, but a lot of people have done
supposedly
that
like the
pre-ordered large
like the
stacks
don't,
of books.
Like a super a Republican super PAC.
Super order.
Like ordered a whole bunch of where if you donate, you get like the book triggered, and that's why it's on the New York Times.
All right, so we'll see the book at Ollie's next time we work down by.
No, seriously, you will. Seriously, you will.
Probably. Yeah. Probably.
I mean, that's going straight to the bargain.
But it's I don't know. You know, the tact there is the answer the questions because
yes,
of the sound bite.
Yes, especially if you're selling a book about being triggered.
Well,
because you're saying the whole premise of the book is I'm so tough, the liberals are so weak, they won't let
then
me
he
talk.
Might, then he, if he answers a question in a certain way, the media might take. Oh well, he's siding with the far right on it. You
then
know,
don't
I,
advertise
I
a Q&A.
I don't think you know. You're damned if you do, and damned if
then
you
don't advertise a Q&A. These people were promised a Q&A.
Well, if you're making your point of view that I can't speak my truth because the left won't let me, and then the right says, well, then answer some questions. No. You've just invalidated your book.
Yeah.
That was not smart. I mean, if he was that afraid of sound bites, somebody from the publishing company should have taken him by the side and said, you know you can't bring this around on a book tour and answer questions, don't you? Because people are going to yell at you, and that's going to, like,
he's afraid. He's afraid of the media.
Yeah.
He's afraid of everybody. He's such a scared little slimy mouse. He's another little man bitch. I will not tolerate people like holding people up like as a tough guy. Answer the goddamn question. You know how many times I deal with angry audience members? I have shows all the time. I don't run in the back. I got T-shirts to sell. I'll answer a couple of angry questions.
See, everybody's got a book.
Well, I got a shirt and a DVD and a bumper sticker and another shirt. You should buy something.
Does the story say that there was a Q&A in this?
Yes, it was advertised as a Q&A. It was advertised to be a Q&A, a two-hour event. They lasted 20 minutes.
And then we're out.
Yeah, and that's why people were upset. They wanted to ask him questions.
Yeah, and to show up and say, no, I won't answer questions.
And isn't this shit illegal, like profiting off the presidency from the family members? Because Donald Trump tweeted it out. You're not supposed to do that. I thought it was a violation of the Hatch Act. Kellyanne Conway got in trouble for this shit earlier when she was pushing Ivanka's shoes.
But she was an actual employee of the White House.
Donald Trump tweeted out, buy the book, something like that.
Oh, Oh, yeah, I guess that would be.
And isn't this on
the
listen, when Donald Trump's out of office, all these kids can write all the books. You know, Donald, Eric, Tiffany, Barron, they can all write all the books they want. I think it's unseemly to be writing this shit now, and it's such a divisive book.
While you're still in power.
Listen, we talked about last week, this is the only president that's ever said, I'm pretty much going to, you know, I'm pretty much the president of the people who vote for me. The only president who's ever done this. But
right.
Still, yeah, I mean, this is such a divisive book, you know, where you're mocking more than half the country, where you're trying to get a reaction out. It's just so slimy, such in poor taste. Do it after you're out of office. I don't give a shit then.
Well, it's the only presidency that I can think of that had a merch table.
My type of presidency.
I still don't see where there was a Q and A in this story. Maybe it was in another story, but in this story, it doesn't mention. That
I got
this
a couple. I got a
had a Q and A in it.
Yeah, it said it. I read it. I read the Q and A. It was advertised as it. You can see what it's advertised as.
What,
you think people are showing up for 20 minutes to hear him fucking speak?
No, maybe to hear him 20 minutes to hear him speak and then sign the book for the remainder of the time. And like I said, maybe it's some in another story, but in this story that we're reading on the air, it doesn't mention that there was a Q&A in this.
Huh.
Now, if there was a Q&A, then it changes the dynamic of the story. But if I'm not,
that's what they were angry about. They were expecting a Q&A.
If you were expecting it, or was it advertised as such?
I don't know, man. Give the people what you want. What they want.
But still, that's because in my opinion, if there was a Q&A. Then there's a Q&A. You got to deal with it. If they were expecting a Q&A, and if they were expecting a Q&A, but it wasn't advertised, and now he's got a far left contingent that he
it's not far left, it's the right.
Far right. I'm sorry. I apologize. A far right contingent. If he's answering questions on that, the media could kind of lump it in that he is siding with them. So
is this guy such a fucking pussy? He can't talk like a man.
In my opinion, the way the media is, you know, they take things on both sides of the aisle. You know what? Sometimes you gotta play. Like I said,
when have you ever shut the fuck up?
Well, no, but it's like if this was advertised as a Q&A or if it was not. In this story, it didn't detail that. I'm not saying. It's not. There could be another story, version of the story where it was. But if, you know, he didn't.
He says, I'm willing to listen. He said, Trump Jr. says, I'm willing to listen. If you listen, what do you listen? His stomach's grumbling? You listen to questions. He says, I'm willing to listen. He's acknowledging that people are there to ask him questions.
He's willing to listen, but if he can have a question, maybe he could go around the question. If you know, maybe it's one question or a couple of questions. A Q&A.
You got 2 hours to fill.
But it's a book thing. It may be the rest of it, which might not be the story either. Maybe he's going to speak. You know, when you do a book signing, it's at least 2 hours. So maybe he's going to speak, and then he's going to do a signing.
I don't know. It seems like he and his she-woman got fucking triggered. They really they can't handle it. They're a bunch of fucking pussies, and I'm done with it. I'm done with people pretending they're tough and being a pussy.
Look, we're used to being in adverse situations.
You don't think he is? He's a Trump, goddammit.
No,
you can't be Hannity every night.
No, in this situation, I don't think he knew what to do because you're going there. You feel that you're going to be in front of a right wing audience, but also having a left wing audience that he's ready to do battle with. And now you've got a far right contingent that he has to deal with that are looking for a Q&A session. Whether or not it was part of that, we do not know.
This guy claims to be such a man because he's a big game hunter. Fuck him.
Well, if there was a rhinoceros out there, maybe he would have answered the rhino's question.
Not if the rhino had a gun.
Maybe with his fucking horn.
This guy.
Rhinos will kill your ass.
All you need to know about this guy is he's got a she-woman fucking defending him for him because he can't fucking do it himself. And she knows she has to be loud and on top of things because Mr. Oil Slick Hair has no fucking answers. That's the reality.
I can almost guarantee as a guy when she said that, it's like, shut up, bitch.
No, because she did the same thing on The View. She jumped in for
Once
him.
Once again, shut up, bitch.
Yeah, but this is the dynamic of the relationship. This is the dynamic of the relationship.
Yeah, she just jumped in to protect him, but wow.
Which is fine. But when you want to call the other side snowflakes and triggered, I'm not going to let this shit slide. When you want to say I'm so tough, I'll answer anything, but they won't let me talk. And no, your bitch won't let you talk, stupid. That's who won't let you talk. Your bitch won't shut her yap. Tell her to get her good legs over to the Fox and Friends or the Five where she belongs, because she makes you look more stupid than she can. There's a reason why Daddy doesn't love you.
Oh my God.
Ivanka's the favorite. We all know that.
Absolutely, she is.
And, you know, I got to defend something here. You know, the media, or actually not the media, like the Daily Show. It's not really the media. But they like, but a lot of the Daily Show like to make Eric be the unloved one in the cartoon.
Yeah.
Don Jr. You listen to the fucking stories. Like Senior is yelling at him. Like, they went to a Yankee game. So Dad goes to pick him up at college. Dad's in his fucking suit and everything. And Don Jr.'s in his fucking Yankee jersey. And Senior screams at him in front of his fucking roommates. Said, get back inside. They were wearing a suit to the Yankee game.
Oh,
Daddy never loved him.
I don't know if he knows how to love people.
Doesn't matter. Anyway, that's enough of that. On to Christmas.
Yay!
This is a snowman. It's a pretty big one.
The Simonis family loves Christmas.
Who doesn't love Christmas?
And it shows.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
I think they're great. I think they're very tasteful.
Oh, wow.
From the snowman.
Yeah.
To the reindeer. To the inflatable helicopter.
They're having a good time up there with Santa holding on. It's not going to get blown down.
And it's not going to get taken down either.
We're not going to do it.
No, we're not. We're not going to do that.
Last Monday, Nick and Claudia got this notice from their homeowners association.
Like, it's too early. Put up Christmas stuff.
Holiday decorations need to be removed.
I just found it like crazy.
Please remove the snowman until closer to the holiday season.
Wow, that's a first.
When is the right time to put it?
When is closer to the holidays? The letter didn't say.
I just don't think there is an issue. I don't think there should be an issue. These are the holidays. This is what we do.
Oh yeah, I was angry because there's a reason why we're doing it.
Claudia is 8 months pregnant.
December 25th. Is the due date.
It's the Christmas spirit. We're not going to be forced by the HOA to take it down.
Not only are Nick and Claudia keeping up their decorations.
Most of the neighbors are going to put their stuff up, too.
We take care of our neighbors. That's what we do. That's what a neighborhood is about.
So you're going to see in a couple days, everybody will have decorations up.
We always abide by the rules and the regulations. That's what we do. So when we see it in black and white, no problem. But if it's not in black and white, who's to say what's what?
We reached out to the HOA for comments, but haven't heard back. Robert Price, News 4, San Antonio.
I think in lieu of the fact that they don't have specific rules, the HOA's in the wrong. They don't have, like, they should have a fucking date. I mean, you know, listen, I don't like HOAs to begin with. I think they're Nazi-run organizations.
Bunch of fascists.
Oh, believe me, like last year when they were going around to look at everybody in my neighborhood, they were looking around at the condition of everybody's home, and it's still, and basically there's vague rules. We'll discuss that in a second, but like with grills, when I move, can I have a grill? Well, yeah, you know, yeah, I guess, yeah. I had to hide my grill like it was Anne Frank in the garage, you know?
Oh my God.
Just in case, you know, they go, why, is that a grill? You know, it's like...
Where is the grill?
Yeah, I don't...
You're hiding grills.
HOAs are a bunch of bullshit, but you agree to live by their rules. But if they don't have rules...
Well, it could be in the rules in displaying, you know, displaying what you can display outside your house. We'd actually need to take a look at the rules of the HOA.
Yeah, I'm not that interested.
You know, but like I said, they do get silly. When I bought my car... I call the guy and I go, yeah, I got a new car. I need a new sticker. Oh, okay. I'll come by and put it on. And I'm like, look, why don't you just leave my mailbox open? No, I want to come and put it on. I go, why, is it going to be a ceremony? What are you gonna
be? It's a baptism.
I go, and he's a nice guy. Don't get me wrong. I go, look, I go, I forgot his name, but I'm an entertainer. I go, I don't get home until 12:30 at night. You know, I go, that's why I just wanted to put it.
Yeah.
He goes, so I cut a deal. I go, you know, I get home at 12:30 at night. You want to come by in the dark, still of the night and put the fucking sticker on? And he did.
He came over at midnight.
Yeah, because, well, those guys are in the booth, you know, so he was, you know, he's working the booth, so he said he would come out.
Oh, so he was bored as hell.
He was probably bored as hell. And like I said, he's a nice enough guy, you know.
No, he's not. He's enforcing bullshit rules.
Yeah.
And look, as somebody that owned a house, you know, outside of an HOA for years, you know, there was it was a little bit, you know, I'm like, what the fuck?
You were dealing with Paul Blart.
You know, I mean, but so.
I like that. I like that all the neighbors like, fuck it, we're putting up our decorations too.
Yeah.
That's great.
I love that. You know, this is ridiculous. This is people like, with too much time and
that's
and
what HOAs are.
Sense of power gone to their heads.
Apparently, like HOAs will tell you when you have to paint your house.
Yeah,
like when you have to get it like power washed.
Well, they were walking around. Like I said, they were going around the neighbors. As a matter of fact, it was when we were on the road. When we were on the road in Kentucky, I had to put my grill in the ground. I told them, I go, I gotta hide my fucking grill.
Yeah,
because I don't, you know, because I don't know what the rule is, you know, and they walk around and look at the condition of your house and stuff like that.
I love that you called your grill in.
It's like, I got to hide the thing.
Yeah, she's really happy to.
Yeah.
She's been reduced to a fucking grill.
What is behind it? What is behind the boxes? It's not. I think it is a barbecue grill. You know the rules of the HOA.
I know. They're scary. Yeah. They're scary.
So
Davin is just shaking his head.
You know.
Disgust.
Rather insensitive.
Yeah.
Are you new?
I'm very new, like a daisy. I don't. But when is the proper time to put up?
Right after Thanksgiving.
December.
That's the traditional one.
Right after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
It's too much.
Black
of this, you
Friday.
Know.
You get out there and you hang your lights on your gutter.
I really don't care one way or the other.
Black Friday.
That's what a lot of people say. I don't like Christmas decorations do not aggravate me because I just don't give a shit.
Yeah,
enough.
But you want to know something? I think that if you celebrate it too early, you take away. You kind of dilute it, you know, the thing. It's like, you know, my birthday's in April. I want my cake tonight because I love my birthday. You know, no, stupid. You wait until you take away having a birthday, you know.
For people who grew up in a Christian tradition, Christmas is magical. And it's like you get to love all the lights and the ornaments. And Santa coming is just
sounds like Vegas.
Amazing. And yeah, and reindeer.
I like Vegas.
And presents. And
weather's better.
Family comes over. And
they have big tits, too. Does Santa have big tits? They got that in Vegas.
He does,
lots of girls
though,
with big tits.
Stop ruining the magic of Christmas.
It's because
let me do that when I'm Santa Claus.
I'm making it better.
Got that
because
anyway.
All the cookies,
you know what?
It.
When Santa comes, would it be so bad if when Santa comes down the chimney, there's a slot machine waiting for him or a table for Santa?
Get me the house quicker.
Yeah.
No. It's magical. It's Disney and... Victorian, all rolled into one.
I'm listening to.
But if it goes on and on and on, it's not special anymore.
I was laughing my ass off because I was listening to a show that we did during the holidays. I guess maybe 4 years about the Clips, and I was telling the story. I went to this woman's house, and they're having this big family party, and I'm handing out, and she is fucking trashed on wine. And I said, Santa Claus, I think there's more. All right, lady. So she calls me on the way home. Hi, Santa Claus. It was Mrs. Jones or whatever. Do you have any of my presents? And I go, no. Oh, well, I'm missing a couple of them. And I'm like, well, they're probably over by the fireplace. You know, if you didn't fall down drunk on the fucking wine, maybe you would have found them. You know, I didn't say that, but it's like, maybe when you sober up, you'll find them. I don't have them.
Yeah, so you're going to call Santa, you drunk witch, and you're going to say that you're stealing? Oh. I would be livid. No. And secondly, fuck you. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I mean, listen, HOAs are stupid. Yes. And if they want to put the rule in, have the rule, say, can't go up before this date. But I don't give a shit. Now, Light FM got 106.7 Light FM. They got booted off the presets. They went to the Christmas music already. I'm like,
fucking too soon. No.
They got to relax. It's right after Thanksgiving.
Even then, they would have been kicked off the presets. But now we have a rock station on.
But the whole thing is like, even with the stations that do go with all Christmas music all day long, it's like enough.
It's like... this numbing agent. You start to like, you find yourself humming the stuff, and you're like,
not me.
And even
you don't know the songs. You must know the songs.
No, there's only two Christmas songs I like. I've said them before, and I'll say them again. You got the Snoopy one, the Red Baron.
Yeah.
And Wham. Last Christmas I Gave You My Heart. That's it. Those are my two Christmas songs. Every other one, get the fuck off my radio.
And you know
because they're all the religious ones. You would have no problem.
The music sucks. I don't give a shit. There's rock and roll on.
Was that the Christmas song that George Michael did with Wham, or there's another one that he did?
So Last Christmas I Gave You My Heart.
All right, because I think
is that Wham?
I thought it was
I don't
Wham.
Think it's Wham.
No.
There's one with George Michael, and I always wonder if there was a video to that, like he's in the urinal hanging up the mistletoe, you know?
There's nothing sacred. First Anne Frank, now George Michael. What is wrong with you?
You
animal. This is why you can't have a grill. You don't deserve. You earn a grill.
Isn't your
tongue, burning
your
raw meat? What's wrong with a guy like me? That's perfect to grill. You're freaking animal like me. That's the first thing we like to do.
What, a gay guy? That's what you want to put on the grill?
No, but it's like the whole George Michael Christmas song. It's like I can imagine he's in the Ben's bathroom hanging up the mistletoe.
It's a lovely song.
Putting little heart wreaths over the glory hole, you know, doing all that stuff.
Christmas, I gave you my heart. The very next day, you gave it away.
Gave it away. It's sad.
It's fucking tremendous.
I'll give it to somebody special.
Yeah. Fuck you, you whore.
It's Wham.
Thank you. Thank you. I know crap music.
No, that's a good song.
It is a good song.
I like that. It's sweet, and it's also a good lesson.
You know what's better, though?
What?
Great White Big Goodbye.
you know what's funny? I actually, song from Mariah Carey, Last Christmas, I Gave You My Heart.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, I listened to that song. I go, that must be a bitch to sing. And Nicole, who sings in Sexy Susan with us, I think she was doing Christmas. I go, did you have to sing that song? And she goes, yeah, we did. I go, was it rough? She goes, holy shit.
Yeah.
I had to abbreviate the hell out of it. You could drop dead trying to sing that too, because you don't have a chance to catch your breath. The verses come like rapid fire.
And don't follow Mariah Carey as far as like what you can and cannot sing.
Well, she could.
She's
Nicole,
a freak of nature.
Well, Nicole could sing right along with it, but it's just like the breathing.
Yeah.
All right. The breathing on there.
Let's do some Drunks in the News.
Welcome to Drunks in the News.
All right, the Benjamin Franklin drinking term.
So start us off.
Got a brass eye.
Got a brass eye?
I like that. I guess it means like your fucking eyes aren't focusing.
Oh, you're going like this, you're squinting?
Yeah, I like that. Got a brass eye.
Got a brass eye.
As opposed to got a brown eye, where if you get her drunk enough.
Hey, I know. There's not enough grog in the world.
Last Christmas, I gave you my cock. The very next day,
I realized I'm gay.
No, I realized
I'm gay.
Last Christmas, I gave you my car.
What the fuck is going on with your phone? Shut off the volume.
Don't worry, it's the set list. Don't we're going over the songs.
So shut off the volume.
Don't worry about it. It's the second. Oh, I'm sorry. Like we're talking about fucking heart surgery here.
No, but why do you have to have the volume on? We're doing the show. What? You're not checking the set list now.
I'm sorry. Don't worry. It's fine. I mean, I'm sorry that it ruined
your
rendition.
Two out of three of us say it's not.
All right. Don't worry. It's you know.
You keep saying don't worry, but you're not. But we keep on saying we're bothered by it. So anytime you say don't worry does not mean we're not bothered by it.
The text comes up once and twice. That's the second text. It is done. It is not coming up again.
Oh, well, then you should have said that.
I was trying to, but you
No, you said don't worry. You kept on saying don't worry.
And
you
I
did
said,
not say
worry.
That will be the last one. You should go with Don Jr. and do a fucking speaking tour. The two of you, really. So we won't hear that again?
No.
Okay. I'm not so sure.
And what happens if it does?
Then he'll lower it. Then he will lower it because he was wrong.
Damn.
All right, well, we shall see. I'll fucking do the show long enough until it does go off again. How do you like that?
We're going to be here until Thursday. Thanks a fucking lot.
No, I knew you prick. You'd start sending me fucking texts.
Text what?
Texts.
I was going to sing the Visibato. I don't know what the fuck you were talking about.
Who says the plural of text funny as well?
So now you have two friends that do that.
Texts.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. It's very difficult. Anyway. A California beer maker is selling a special limited batch of with Epstein Didn't Kill Himself printed on the bottom of the cans. Tactical Ops Brewing started printing the special message Wednesday on the blue cans for the Fresno-based firm's Basher Oatmeal Stout. Manager Carlos Tovar told Fox...
It doesn't even sound good, like it tastes good.
You know what? I was immediately thinking it's breakfast cereal. Like... Breakfast cereal, beer. Oh.
Yeah, well, nothing with Epstein should taste good.
I don't know if I want to.
Should taste youthful.
Breakfast. I haven't gotten that far yet.
No, it tastes like tears.
Tears. I wish I had better beer.
Manager Carlos Tovar told Fox 26 that he got the idea about a week ago. You don't have to act on every idea you get.
Yeah, some are best kept away.
Which would have been when famed pathologist Dr. Michael Baden made international headlines by insisting Epstein's autopsy points towards the homicide rather than suicide. Tover said the Epstein conspiracies are a big thing right now, with his beer can phrase exactly the same words as a former Navy SEAL blurted out at the end of an unrelated TV interview, making him go viral. The company joked on its Facebook page that the bosses dabbling in the conspiracy may see employees meeting the same shady endings. Tover has so got us all suicided. Lie and say nice things about our funerals, the firm joked. Only one batch, about 54 packs, will be made with the brewery told Fox 26. Despite the uproar over Epstein's death in a Manhattan lockup in August, New York's chief medical examiner stood by her office's ruling that the pedophile committed suicide. We stand by the determination. Listen, I got to tell you, I said it before. I don't know if he killed himself or he didn't. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I don't know why this is particularly a sticking point.
But I told you why. I told you before why this is a sticking point. Because the right wing mm-hmm. wants to pretend that Donald Trump was never hanging out with Jeffrey Epstein, that it was only Bill Clinton. They're trying to make political points on it. They forget, as I've said before, and I'll say it again, that Donald Trump put the guy, the Florida district attorney who gave Epstein that sweetheart deal, who got him out 6 out of 7 days a week in prison, in his fucking cabinet. They like to forget that. So they're trying to make political points instead of genuinely being cared that this fucking that maybe we did not get the information and there might be a lot of filthy animals running around that need to answer right, left, or middle or whatever. But they're trying to make political points. That's why I got no tolerance
for it. I don't think it has anything but political points.
Do you ever see a left-winger pointing it out?
Let me tell you something. I think there's a lot of people, like you said, all over that are kind of – that would be fucked – over whatever got out from that guy.
Right, but I only see people that I know hate Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton posting it. I never see liberals posting this shit. And they think they're so clever, but they're not, because they're fucking morons.
Right, well...
Because as usual, they don't know the whole story. They hear just... They understand just little snippets of shit. And I'm losing my patience for those type of human beings.
Well, the conspiracy theories that are just based on the... just conjecture and what you think could happen. I'm not saying that the government on both sides isn't up to some slippery
There's
shit.
A lot of people who wanted Jeffrey Epstein dead.
Everybody.
Including himself, probably.
Yeah, you know what? I don't know why it's so unbelievable that he might not kill himself in that situation. You know what they do to pedophiles in prison?
He was on a suicide watch.
And you know what they were doing? They were shopping and napping.
Who was the queen? Who's the queen's son? Who's the
Prince Andrew?
Oh boy!
Yeah, he had a bad little interview, didn't he?
Oh boy! So,
why'd you stay at his place? Well, it was 4 days, so I was wanted to end the friendship. That's a long fucking. What he should have done? What I did, Pip? You send a fucking great white out, great white video to Jeffrey Epstein. Big goodbye.
Yeah.
Hey, baby, no more 9-year-old thighs. Hey, baby, this is the big goodbye. That's what you do. You send a great white video to break up with somebody. That's what Prince Andrew should have done instead of fucking staying at the creep's house for 4 days playing Wii or whatever the fuck he was doing and then waving out the window like a fucking moron.
You're talking about 9-year-old thighs and you're looking at us askance because we talked about a grill bad way.
No, it wasn't the grill. It was Anne Frank.
Anne Frank.
Yes.
Hiding like Anne Frank. Anne Frank is not the grill. But that was bad. But 9-year-old thighs is perfectly acceptable.
I'm not comparing anything to 9-year-old thighs.
As long as my phone doesn't go off while he's saying it, that's all. That's fun to
your phone will meet the same fucking genius meeting that Epstein had. And there won't be a mystery. It will be a fucking murder.
You want to know something that kills me? It's so fucking stupid, but it makes me laugh. Those fucking memes with those two women yelling and that fucking cat.
What is that?
I don't know what it is. It just kills me every time.
I know what you're talking about.
You know what?
I know what you're talking about.
I know what you are. I don't know why you're going like that. For some reason, every one of them kills me. Fucking hysterical.
Unfortunately, not quickly enough. See, she laughs, so you're mocking something. You can mock all you want.
She loves those memes. Look at her laugh at those goddamn things.
No, but she likes me making fun of
you. Shut your face, so I'm talking to her. No, don't distract me.
I'll shut off that fucking mic like it's fucking flushed. You got no idea. Life can imitate art in this bitch.
You know, it's so funny because Mr. Helix and I were talking about that stupid meme because he pointed it out to me. And he goes, I don't even know who that woman is. And I go, I know who she is.
I have no clue what that is. It just makes me laugh.
It's from one of the Real Housewives franchises, but I don't even know what she was screaming about because they're always screaming.
And the fucking catches
like, what the fuck? I mean, it's with a salad in front of it. I don't understand it.
Must have been a comic at the Holly Hotel. See, there's a genuine laugh. See? Very quickly. Very easy to manipulate. I'll tell you what, though. I will tell. I find it offensive. I feel like putting on a beer can. I feel like it's trivializing the victims, because there's a lot of these girls that are still walking around there where their life has been ruined. And they're just, well, it made the Navy SEAL go viral, so I'll put it on a fucking beer. I feel it. It's like, no, you don't understand. Apparently, you don't understand what the story is really about. Epstein might be dead, but we have a bunch of young ladies who've been traumatized, and we probably have a bunch of men running around who could do it again.
Well, then if that's the way you feel, you have to lop pretty much everything on social media in lately.
When have you seen me advocate any of that shit?
I'm not saying that you have. What I'm saying is, along with that, if you're going to take a head count, you also need to put social media, because it's like, you know, I mean, we get it.
Oh, we've seen so many memes with it.
Yeah, you know, like I said, I talk about the cat and those two. I just crap. But with the Epstein, we get it. So if he's gonna, you know,
right, but they're not making money off of it. And by the way, I don't like the memes either. But this is for fucking profit.
Yeah.
This is, I mean, you're trying to make money off of women's lives who were ruined.
And he's particularly loathsome. A pedophile, why do we think this is funny or cute? Or why, you know, why does anybody, I mean, yes, it would have been good to keep him alive to find out who else he would have
I think
opened up about. But then he would have been murdered.
I think it's you remember on the Little Rascals when he had the milk? Don't drink the milk, it's spoiled. Don't drink the milk, it's spoiled.
Yeah. I remember that.
And everybody's going around the table. I think that's what this, you know, Epstein didn't kill himself whole thing is. It's like this thing that it's just taken off on itself. And it's just so silly for people to say. And you got all these people don't realizing the backstory of, you know.
Because they're morons.
Just anything against the other side. Anything.
I know, I just can't. They don't know the fucking story. But I told you guys that story. I think it was during one of the April Fool's shows.
Yeah.
It might have been before it started to really get popular. I didn't discover the story. I mean, I saw it on a show.
Yeah.
But I'd been following what had been going on before anybody knew. And people don't really... Like, I had one of my friends who didn't like Trump, but now loves Trump. Because she's votes Republican. Like, she was Carly Fiorina. Whatever. But, like... She, you know, she's like, oh, there was never any allegations against Donald Trump. I'm like, oh, no. Before the election, a girl tried to sue twice who claimed that she was 13 years old and was raped by Donald Trump at Epstein's house. And I said, no, I don't know if he did it. But we have to, when you've heard what he said, when you got 20 some odd allegations of sexual abuse, when you heard what he said on Howard Stern proudly about how he, when he owned Miss Teen USA and we'd walk into the back while they were changing, it's not out of the realm of possibility that Donald Trump did something like this. I'm not saying he did, but we can't dismiss like, oh no, never, not that guy.
No, it's not like he has this pristine reputation or behavior.
Right. And that's why I never hear me defend Bill Clinton. Oh no. It's very fucking possible Bill Clinton did. But these people who do, they don't understand the Trump backstory. They don't understand they don't understand the cabinet position he gave to the guy who gave Epstein a sweetheart deal so he never really had a fucking serve time when he was brought up in charges in Florida. They don't understand this, or they don't want to understand it.
That's why it's nice to put judges and prosecutors in their places. Because then you could rule the way criminals are dealt with. When you put a prosecutor in their job, judges in their jobs, then when your cohorts who are criminals are dealt with, they're dealt with in a different way than regular people.
No. All right. Whatever. All right, we'll do some Scamming Scammers with Clara Morgan when we come back. That'll be fun. We'll do some On the Break. You got new music from Saint Sapphire with She's a Hero. I dig this song. Saint Sapphire with She's a Hero. And Anatoly Sampa with Everything Different. And you can learn more about both those artists at DoSomeMusic.com. When we come back, Scamming Scammers with Clara Morgan.